Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Moments ago, Joe Biden announced that Kamala Harris would be his vice presidential running mate for the 2020 election. Florida is reporting a record high number of 276 new deaths from the coronavirus. That raises the total confirmed deaths in the state to nearly 8,700. Florida's seven-day average in daily reported deaths is 165. That's down from a high of 185 a week ago. Florida's health department reported about 5,800 new cases today. The number of patients treated in Florida hospitals for the coronavirus is more than 6,700. That's down nearly 30% from last month's high. The Big Ten Conference announced this afternoon it will not play football this fall. Other athletic conferences and individual schools have canceled fall sports as well, but Governor Ron DeSantis continues to push Florida colleges and universities to move forward with games. DeSantis held a roundtable discussion on the topic at Florida State University this afternoon, joined by FSU leadership and members of the Seminole football team.
Let's just be clear, you don't have sports. It ain't like there's not going to be activities going on with college students, and in fact, it will be unsupervised, it will be unstructured, and so just from a corona perspective, you would want the kids, I think, in the athletic program.
FSU junior defensive end Josh Kando agrees and hopes to play in games starting next month.
We have all these protocols in place in this, and you trust that your teammates are going to be accountable, handle their business, and follow the protocols and stuff. I think that's our best bet, rather than just having, you know, you send everybody home and you just have no idea, you have no control over what they're doing.
According to FSU, football accounts for about three-quarters of the athletic department's revenue and helps fund other sports offered at the school. So far, all of Florida's major universities are still scheduled to start their football seasons in early September. The Tampa Bay Times reports that the Hillsborough School District could lose $23 million a month for defying the state by starting the school year online. The district has until Friday to decide whether to stay with a virtual opening or to open campuses to in-person instruction this month. Last week, the Hillsborough School Board decided to offer only distance learning for the first 4 weeks of school because of the coronavirus. A special meeting is planned for Thursday afternoon. On Twitter, Hillsborough Schools says its superintendent traveled to Tallahassee today to meet with the Department of Education. A tropical wave weather system about midway between West Africa and the Lesser Antilles is likely to develop into a tropical depression later tonight or tomorrow. That's according to the National Hurricane Center. Meteorologist Megan Borowski says the system could strengthen over the next 2 days, but then might enter a more hostile environment.
The environment directly surrounding the system should help it to organize better over the next few days, but by the end of the week, it will likely have traveled into an area of dry air and increasing wind shear, both of which serve to weaken a tropical system.
Borowski says that as of right now, the system poses no immediate threat to the United States, and there are no other potential developments in the tropical Atlantic basin. This morning, the board of the Suwannee River Water Management District voted to put off a decision on whether to grant Nestle and its partner a permit to take 1 million gallons of water a day from a North Florida spring system. In a 5-1 vote, the water managers tabled their decision about the permit application from Seven Springs Water Company because they think that Nestle should be added as an official co-applicant. Advocates for Florida's springs want the water management district to deny the permit, saying that the Santa Fe River and connected springs can't handle that much water being withdrawn. A federal appeals court says a North Florida school district was wrong when it forced a transgender high school student to either use the girls' bathroom or a single-stall gender-neutral bathroom. The ruling issued Friday sides with Drew Adams, who sued the St. John's County School District because he wasn't allowed to use the boys' restroom. The decision could have wide-ranging impact on how schools treat transgender students. Adams began his transition before he enrolled in a Ponte Vedra Beach High School. The school district pointed to forms filled out when Adams was in fourth grade that listed him as a girl and said he couldn't use the boys' bathroom.
Moments ago, Joe Biden announced that Kamala Harris would be his vice presidential running mate for the 2020 election.
Here's the weather. Tonight, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible with overnight lows in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with highs in the low 90s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on the WMNF app and on WMNF.org.